KRTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Starting Wednesday, Paradise Canyon will be closed from Hull Road to Sutterth Drive, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Mondays through Thursdays, to allow state contractors to remove flood debris from the riverway. Work is expected to last 2 to 3 weeks, and residents of the area will be allowed access during work hours. And Rodoso Municipal School District Board of Education will hold a meeting starting at 1 p.m. on Thursday at White Mountain Elementary School, 203 White Mountain Drive in Rodoso. Reports will be heard and consent agenda items will be acted on, but there were no other action items on the agenda. And the Lincoln National Forest will be hiring seasonal employees for the upcoming recreation season and is encouraging local residents to apply. Positions for recreation and visitor services, trail and facility maintenance, and active resource management are in addition to seasonal fire hire events already underway. Bringing on seasonal employees will help improve trails, campgrounds, and facilities for safer, reliable, and enjoyable recreation experiences for everyone. Go to usajobs.gov for more information and to apply. And record high winter temperatures and ongoing snow drought are leaving New Mexico with a fraction of its typical snowpack at higher risk for wildfire, even after accounting for February storms, according to a recent briefing from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists. New Mexico and 9 other states experienced the warmest 3-month period between November 2025 and January of 2026 in at least 131 years, NOAA reported. The lack of snowpack and ongoing drought could result in bigger wildfires across the West, particularly in southern New Mexico and the grasslands of eastern New Mexico, according to Desert Research Institute scientists. A national interagency fire center forecast published earlier this month shows much of eastern New Mexico experience above normal wildfire potential, and by March, the wildfire risk will grow to include all of central New Mexico as well, according to the forecast. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.